worked this blaze near Montana. In the blink of an eye, just fire everywhere. And then charging out of these flames comes this bear on fire. It was the most beautiful and terrible thing I've ever seen.
I heard you guys had some slots available.
You lost it.
We got one slot open.
You know what we're training for?
Hot shots get to engage the fire directly.
The SEAL Team 6 of firefighters.
If you give me a chance, I won't let you down.
Sooner or later, the fire's gonna come knocking in our hometown. We've been training for over 4 years. We got all our hours, all our qualifications. But until we're certified hot shots, my crew won't even be able to set foot on the line.
I told you it wouldn't be easy.
You wanna talk about it? Or you wanna do your John Wayne thing?
It's not easy sharing your man with a fire.
Take this little stinker.
He's not a stinker.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, Alex. How you going, mate?
I'm good, man. I'm really good. Yeah, busy and happy and healthy. I can't complain.
I saw the film last week, Only the Brave. Really enjoyed it. It's one of those incredible true stories that no one over here really knew of, similar to like Hacksaw Ridge. No one knew about Hacksaw Ridge, and then that blew up. And yeah, so it's an incredible true story. And you play a real person, Andrew Ashcraft. How did you go getting into that character? Did you meet any of Andrew's family, or?
I did meet his family. So we actually all over sort of the period of time, most of the families traveled out from Prescott. The movie's set in Prescott, Arizona, but we shot it in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which aren't all that too far apart. And we had many families of our hotshots come out and visit us and support us and talk to us and answer questions and offer opinions and offer criticisms and just generally, to my thinking, be extremely generous of time and spirit. Still connected with Andrew's mom, Deborah. We still text. She texts me every Monday, which I'm grateful for. And she's a beautiful woman, and she reminds me of my mother. And I've never been surrounded by that large an amount of a reminder of death and life's fragility and how beautiful people can be taken from us. I've never had such a large amount of that all at once, such a concentrated amount. And I have to tell you, this was not just a movie for us. This was not just shooting a movie. This was a really deep human experience with beautiful people where we had a serious responsibility. You know, playing anyone who was a real person and who was a good person, that's a responsibility unto itself. But if they've passed on, and then especially if they've passed on in a raw and recent context, you know, it brings sort of a whole other set of responsibilities. So it was invaluable being able to spend time with the families.
When a role like this comes to you, obviously you look at it, it's a true story. You obviously, everyone involved in the production and all the actors, et cetera, they all want to get the film as accurate as humanly possible. What challenges did you face yourself when trying to portray that?
In terms of wanting to just portray Andrew accurately?
Yeah.
More than anything, you know, my I didn't have any sort of great videos available to me. I had some, and we had some audio, and we had a lot of pictures, and we had family members to talk to.
Yeah.
And that's what we went off of. And so I built it around that, and I built it around what I was told about him, that he was basically always cheery, no matter how steep the incline of the slope was or how late in the day it was and how many hours overtime they were up to or how much sweat was stinging his eyes. There was always a smile on his face. That was a huge entry point for me into who Andrew was to me in how I saw him. You can never, you know, when you're playing a real person, you're never going to perfectly be their special energy, because we're all our own special energy, and that's beautiful too, but you're never going to perfectly get that. But if you can capture some glimpse of them, if you can capture some essence of them that strikes a chord, especially within the hearts of people that knew them, and makes them feel like that was them, that was like them, that's how they would act. If you can do that, then the goal is achieved. And I think that it was a huge testament to Ron Acres, the casting director, and Joe Kaczynski, the director, and especially Joe with his conviction about finding people who really, really looked like the guys and who really, really felt like the guys in terms of energy. One of the things that strikes me the most when I watch the film is the credits, when it has all of us actors up against the guys that we were fortunate enough to play. And some of them are just sort of uncanny, you know. Yeah. Chris McKenzie and Taylor Kitsch, who played him, are almost interchangeable with their handlebar mustaches, you know.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges and Chief Dwayne Steinbrink, who hasn't passed on and who I'm fortunate enough to know and to have made friends with, and who was a technical advisor for us. You know, those guys, when Jeff Bridges is clean-shaven like he is in the film, and he hadn't been clean-shaven in a movie since I can't remember,
yes.
You know, they are almost interchangeable. It's quite extraordinary. So I think that, you know, it's a testament to Joe and to casting and to the creators from the get-go for really, really prioritizing that.
For sure. And obviously, when you go into a film such as this, you're playing basically a firefighter. What kind of boot camp did you guys have prior to shooting to learn the ranks?
So the week before we started shooting, we did a hot shot camp, and that basically consisted of two major parts. One being the outdoor element, which was us getting to know the gear and the equipment, wearing the, you know, the sort of heavy bag with all of the equipment inside it. And if you're a sawyer, having a chainsaw on your shoulder, having whatever tools that you had on you, whether it's a rake or a pick or an axe or a shovel, going up and hiking with all of this heavy gear and hiking steep inclinations in the dry heat with the sun beating down on you, and having to keep in formation and keep in line hiking up to the top of these mountains and these big large hills, I should say. And the second part was an indoor element where we would sit, and our technical advisors, who were, you know, amazing tools for us, who would teach us so much, not only about how fire worked, how you needed to respond to fire, how it behaves, what are the, you know, the list of watch outs that you have. You know, you have to watch out for this and watch out for that, learning how backburning works. And not only did they teach us all of those things, but these were guys that knew the hot shots. These were guys that used to be on that same hot shot crew and that left at one time or another for whatever reason. One of them left a couple of weeks before the incident. And so they not only were generous with their time to teach us how fire worked, but they were also generous with time and spirit to talk to us about their friends. And it really, really boiled it down to something simple. It took all the I want to swear and say the BS, but it took all the BS away. It stripped everything back, and it made it about us talking to these guys about their friends who had passed on and how we could best represent them, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously the cast you're working with is incredible. You've got Miles and Taylor, but what was it like working with Jeff Bridges and Josh Brolin?
Jeff Bridges is awesome. And he kind of did, you know, he had a sort of shootout situation, which you'll often have in big movies, where if you have someone who, you know, is in certain locations and what have you, you can shoot them out. So we only had Jeff Bridges for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we shot him out. Same thing with, I'm completely spacing on a name. I don't know why. Anyway, it was that kind of situation.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was thinking of the actress who plays Amanda Marsh, the very famous actress. Jennifer, incredible. I don't know why I'm basing on her name.
Is it Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah, Jennifer. So Jennifer Connelly was the same kind of thing. We had her for a few weeks, and then she was gone. And she's incredible in the film.
Yeah, she is.
But Josh was there the whole time. One of the things that was so interesting was that you had these A-list actors, you know, Miles Teller and Josh Brolin and Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah.
And then you had other guys who were sort of working, jobbing actors that aren't as famous as them. And then you had other guys that were local hires. And then some guys that it was their first job ever. They'd never worked before. But all of us were all on the same hotshot crew. And that's how it felt. There was no hierarchical mentality. It was all about the brotherhood and sticking together and being a team. And so that was really cool. And going away for 3 months into nature with a bunch of dudes and having this sort of testosterone-driven environment.
Yeah, it's what you want.
A lot at times, but yeah. that was overall one of beauty and generosity and love, and with a common goal, which was this conviction to tell these guys' story properly. That was such a refreshing experience, and it was unlike anything I've ever been a part of.
No, that's really great too. I always like talking to people who work in these big ensemble casts, and they say that everyone got along and everyone was for everyone, and we all worked really well. And so yeah, it's really nice to hear. But moving on a little bit from Only the Brave, congratulations on SWAT being picked up for a full season.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you so much.
And you're currently shooting that at the moment?
I am. I'm on my way home from work right now, actually. No, we're all very happy and celebrating.
I want you all to breathe in this beautiful vista, because you're never going to be able to look out into the wilds and see that pure beauty again. If this ain't the greatest job in the world, I don't know what is.
What is that?
Fire's threatening homes and people's lives. I want Granite Mountain.
There it is. You're hot shots.
I just had a daughter, and I just really want to give her what I never had.
If the fire gets past our line, it goes to our town.
Myrna, we're seconds away. It's going to feel like the end of the world. As long as you can breathe, you can survive.
She's barely seen you for the past few months.
I'm sorry.
We're going to take the fire head on and save our town.
Come on!
Y'all are heroes.
No one could be prouder of his boys than I am of you guys. One piece of me, come and get it.